Joining us on the line now, I'm delighted to welcome Denise Reddy. Good morning, Denise. How are you? Welcome to Near FM.
Good morning. Thanks very much for talking to me today.
You're very welcome, Denise. It's very nice to talk to you. Fingal County Council have announced the 2017 Artist Support Scheme for professional Fingal artists. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about the scheme and what it's all about.
Yeah, sure. The scheme's actually a great opportunity for practicing artists at all stages of their professional careers, working in either visual arts, literature, drama or dance. And it allows them to avail of an award of up to €4,000, which can be used towards professional development opportunities, travel, residencies, or perhaps towards the development of new work.
That's excellent because, it's great to see people in the arts and people pursuing their dreams and everything else, but it's, you know, we all see the top end of it, the glitz and the glamour and the mega books and the people, but for lots and lots of people, it's a very hard living and it's a very tough way to earn a living. It's a struggle for lots of people.
I know, yeah, it is. And that's why this award is really good, because it's for, like, artists at various stages of their career. So maybe artists who are just emerging from college, or people who are maybe mid-career artists or more established artists. So it's nice to have, you know, that range that, you know, you can help, you can continue helping artists at different stages.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you say artists, it's completely across the board with the arts, from singers, dancers, actors to painters, sculptors, covers everything?
Yeah, absolutely, yep.
That's good to know, because, you know, artist is a very
broad term, yes, yeah. Well, that's why we like to be inclusive and include everybody in that it's not just for one specific art form, that it's for a range of artists working in different medium.
Yeah, and the beauty of this scheme is that it's not only, you know, helping people with the day-to-day living. It's if they want to go and, you know, do courses or training to enhance their careers or enhance their skills, the scheme covers all of that and will help towards things like that. Is that correct?
It does, yes. Like, we've had artists in the past who've travelled just for research purposes, mm-hmm. or maybe to do an actual workshop, a masterclass with somebody abroad. And then what happens is other opportunities arise as a result of these kind of opportunities. So, you know, artists have met mm-hmm. lecturers maybe in their specific area that have gone on and invited them to maybe exhibit or, you know, do some sort of performances around their particular topics. So, uh-huh. yeah, it leads to other opportunities, which is great, uh-huh. and which we hope, you know, will occur through these kind of, you know, funding schemes. So hopefully, you know, we hope it'll make, you know, a significant contribution to support professional artists from Fingal.
Yeah, and the thing is we see around the world now, especially in America, where we see governments there and they're taking an awful lot of funding away from the arts, and it's kind of one of those areas where it's always easy to attack. To continue to support it isn't easy, because it's always seen as one of those easy ones to knock off and say, look, do we really need to be supporting the arts here? We've got other issues. Do you come across that a lot?
I know, unfortunately, the arts do tend to suffer from, you know, cuts, and are one of the first kind of, I suppose, areas that do suffer from cuts. But, you know, this funding scheme last year, we had 29 applicants were awarded from the scheme, and a total budget of €40,000 was issued through, you know, the 29 applicants. So we hope to deliver that every year, and hopefully maybe increase, if possible, that budget, because we've been getting more and more applications each year. So obviously, you know, there's a demand for that fund, you know.
Absolutely, and as you say, it's not your first year to run this fund. So, obviously, for Fingal County Council, the benefits are there for you, for yourselves as well, and you're seeing those benefits.
Yeah, absolutely. The scheme was established in 2014 and it was one of the many initiatives to emerge from the 2013 to 2017 Fingal Arts Plan, and the idea is to support individual professional artists former living in Fingal to develop their practice. And over 70 artists have been awarded since the scheme started. So, you know, there is a demand, and as I say, that demand is increasing, you know, as we receive more applications each year, you know.
Yeah, and this is the thing as well, I suppose. There's a lot of people who will be there, you know, they'll probably think to themselves, you know, how many artists can there be? But as we say, because it's such a broad canvas, there are lots and lots of people out there and pursuing all kinds of threads in the arts world. And you probably, when people sit down and if they want to look at the list or to see the people who you're helping, they'd probably be surprised to realise, even in the Fingal area, how many aspiring artists there are.
I know, it's amazing actually. And like previous recipients like include Aveen Green, and she's a visual artist, and she developed a performance piece called The Wagner Rite, which was presented at the RHA as part of the Tiger Fringe Festival. Jason Deans is another visual artist from Fingal who produced new work which was exhibited in Dríocht, and it toured to Belfast and Mayo. There's another artist, Thomas Bretzing, who he's developing actually an environmentally themed project looking at marine waste, and he's hoping to tour that around the country, around coastal areas. So there's lots and lots of kind of artists who are, you know, they're actually working within Fingal, but are actually outside nationally and internationally as well, which is very exciting.
Yeah, and Not, I'm sure that not that the Fingal County Council are looking for it to come back. But I mean, completing the circle, I suppose, is always good, and it's probably good to see these artists when they, you know, you give them a helping hand on the way up, as you said, some of those artists you mentioned there, and them coming back to the area and giving back to Fingal then, and then that kind of completes the circle for you.
Yeah, oh no, it's great. And lots of the artists do get involved in schools, and they do children's workshops in either music or writing, literature, you know, so it always does kind of come back full circle, you know.
Absolutely. But it's great to see that, you know, the arts are getting funded, because as I say, we see it on a global scale, and we've seen it recently, especially in the old US of A, where the arts seems to be getting kind of... the funding seems to be getting taken away from things like the arts, and sometimes when a major nation like that the knock on effect can trickle down to everywhere, because as we said, the arts is always one of those areas where people go, you know, do we really need to be supporting the arts and stuff like that? So it's great to see initiatives like this, because it keeps it positive, it keeps the arts out there, and it keeps it alive, because we all need things to look at aesthetically pleasing and everything else. So it's great to have an opportunity for aspiring artists to be able to take advantage of a facility like this.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to let you know, the deadline is Friday, so it's pretty close.
I was just getting that.
So get those applications in.
Absolutely. I was just going to say that. That's what I was building a big time event. I was going to say, now, the bad news is that people need to get that. But yeah, as you mentioned, the closing date for receipt of applications is this coming Friday. So if people to apply, how do they go about it?
Well, they can actually download an application form from the website, which is www.fingalarts.ie, or they can email myself, denise.reddy, that's R-E-D-D-Y, at fingal.ie, and they need to also submit some supporting documentation, so that could be like photographs of work, CDs, DVDs, catalogues, books, any kind of samples of recent work or letters of support. And they just need to do a hard copy format, which can be posted or hand-delivered to Fingal County Council at the civic offices in Blanchardstown or County Hall in Swords.
That's excellent. So there you go. If any supporting artists out there and are listening in, get your finger out today. Get online at fingalarts.ie and follow the instructions from there. Well, Denise, we wish you all the best and congratulate you on such an initiative. It's important. It's very important that the arts are continually supported, because, as we say, it can be very, very tough road for people, and we certainly don't want to be crushing dreams or people giving up on their dreams just because they can't afford to live. So, listen, thanks very much for talking to us this morning, and we wish you the best of luck going forward.
Thank you so much, and I look forward to receiving lots of application forms.
I hope you do. Well, I'll shout out the email address and the number again during the course of the programme, just to remind people if they were listening in, and hopefully you'll get a flood of applications. You'll need to take on more secretaries next Monday because you'll be inundated with Denise, thank you very much. Take care.
Thanks a lot. That's great. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye.
There you go, folks. That's Denise Reddy talking to us all about the Fingal County Council's 2017 Artist Support Scheme for Professional Fingal Artists. So if you are listening in and you are an aspiring artist, or you're out there and you're doing your best to get by in whatever field of the arts it is where your expertise lies, get in touch with Fingal Arts at www.fingalarts.ie, or you can contact Denise directly at denise.reddy@fingal.ie, or call 01-890-5099. And as she says, the closing date for receipt of applications is this coming Friday, so you'll have to get a move on if you want to get your application in on time.